the confidence level that we have, knowing that we can stop a team from getting in the end zone. We really pride ourselves off of not letting the team score a touchdown.
Low and tough right here. Low and tough. We got it.
When you get closer to the end zone against the Chiefs, it gets harder.
Let's go!
I try to remind the guys, especially our big guys up front,
knock them back.
They're the key to the whole operation. And if they do good, we do good.
10:27 to go, third quarter. 14-10 Chiefs. That lead is in peril.
Everybody lined up on the line. Me and Kendrick were the only guys lined up behind the lineman. And usually I'm to the tight end side and he's away from it.
Gets it, he's hit on the backfield and loses yardage.
But this time I let him get to the long side and I knew they was going to run the ball. So we started anticipating and running up to the line and we both shot the gaps. But he got there first and had a big play, man. He looked like a linebacker in there. So I was real proud of him.
Let me go to the long side. Yeah. Oh, I wanted that.
I thought that was DJ sticking like that, boy. I see you in the red mountain. That was DJ. I see you still celebrating. Not my dog, Jay.
Well, Bob Sutton's defense is great. It's very exotic. We drop eight at times, but we bring eight at times. It's an attacking style defense, and I'm having the most fun I've had in 9 years. I'm doing all kind of stuff I did when I was a rookie, blitzing up the middle, blitzing on the sides, covering tight ends, covering running backs, receivers at times. Gary Gibbs is a guy that's very smart. He's very passionate about what he does. He's been our linebacker coach for a while now. If I see certain things on the field, I will tell him. We'll make certain adjustments to get things done on the field. It's kind of like a quiet assassin, not talking much. And then when he knows when we need to make an adjustment during the game, he makes it, he tells Bob.
Back us on three, one, two, three, back!
It's just a great working relationship, the defensive staff and the players. It just gives everybody opportunity to make a play, make a sack, get an interception.
They don't score, they don't win.
And we got a lot of guys on defense that are very hungry and trying to eat, so it's a lot of food out there to eat.
Hey! Hey! Reduce, reduce, reduce! Hey! Hey! Hit it! Hey! Hey! Hey!
I am the signal caller. I have a mic in my helmet.
Gotcha.
Coach talks to me before the play and after the play. I have to get everybody lined up, have to call the calls
here
at Arrowhead.
It's loud out there.
When I get the call in my helmet, I have to do signals with my hands to the other defensive players because you can't hear anything. It's so loud, and that's an advantage for the defense. But after giving the signal call, everybody lined up, make an adjustment, and play ball after that. It can be kind of tough at times to multitask like that, but I've gotten used to it, and they put me, the man in the middle with the mic, so it's a good opportunity. Case Keenum is a scrappy quarterback. He's a young quarterback that's trying to find his way. He did a good job. He tried to run the ball. Me and him met up in the hole, and he's a lot smaller than me, so I just took advantage of that.
Ball! Ball!
Football is all about adjustments. During halftime, we made big adjustments, listened to the coaches, executed the defense. In the fourth quarter, we went after the quarterback.
Under pressure, snaps, he's sacked at the 25! Keenum gets sacked by Tom Mahali, who came untouched. Lets it, Keenum 10, he fumbles the ball.
Having Tom Mahali and Justin Houston on each side, that's a dream. But we don't always have to blitz. You don't have to sell out and bring everybody to get to the quarterback. Tom is a guy that's very savvy and very passionate and fierce when he's going to the quarterback. And we know if we can get Justin Houston and Tom Mahali rushing the passer in the fourth quarter when the game's on the line, we're good to go. So I was just ready to pick up the ball, really. You know, I was just waiting for them to hit the quarterback.
Keenum back at his own five. Under pressure. Holley's got it from behind. The ball's fumbled. Picked up by the Chiefs. Derek Johnson down at the one-yard line.
It was good. I actually fell on the 6 inches short, so, you know, so they wouldn't get the ball back and try to score. So I actually did that on purpose. The vibes were great. Andy Reid is the leader of that. I mean, he came in there hooping and hollering. And we was chanting his name. This team has a lot of character. We're very focused on what we need to do for this season, preparation during the week, going to Sunday, and right after that, enjoying it on Sunday night. Monday, get back to it. It's just a grind for us during this time, but we're having fun at the same time. We're having fun playing a game that you love, it's easy.
Let's go, baby!
You have to go into the week like every other week. No game's different. Each game gets bigger. Our main focus is to be 8-0 this week. We're going to break it down right after practice every time. Hey, 8-0, guys, remember the focus. It's amazing the preparation we go through on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday just to get a win. And we're not tired. We're not satisfied. That's the main thing. And our confidence level gets better and better each game. We don't care if it's a scrappy win or 1-point win. We just want to win.